constantly under guilt.
我们就常常的有那一个愧疚感,
under condemnation.
就是被定罪了.
What is the devil's aim?
恶者的目的是什么呢?
To cut you off, to cut me off from connecting with God.
就是把你跟我从父那边隔绝了.
Because the devil knows.
因为恶者知道,
when we connect with God,
当我们跟天父联合的时候,
when we know God as He is,
我们当我们真正的认识天父的时候,
our lives will be changed.
我们的生命会改变的,
for the better.
更好的生命。
So the devil goes all out,
所以呢，恶者呢就全力以赴,
to lie to us,
来欺哄我们,
to deceive us,
来欺骗我们。
Therefore, if we have a wrong image of God,
如果我们一个屈扭的阿爸形象,
we must always get to the Word of God.
我们要怎么样？我们就要回到神里面的话语里面。
The Word of God says that God is always loving,
因为我们的阿爸永远是爱,
and always just,
而且永远是公正,
and always righteous,
而且是公义的。
Every human being,
每一个人,
every living being,
每一个活着的人,
the love of God is available.
神的爱是给我们的,
the justice of God is available.
神的公义也是在,
the righteousness of God is available.
神的公义也是对着我们的,
and we can go to Him.
所以我们可以去找他。
Secondly, we may have had bad experiences.
我们也可能有错误的不良的经历。
Zhu-min shared about when he was young. I guess he was definitely a naughty boy.
他最明小的时候肯定是一个坏孩子。
And from the caning and the whacking by the father,
从他的父亲的鞭打里面,
it worsened.
他变得更糟了。
I see many parents here.
我知道这里有很多父母亲。
We need to go to God.
我们要去到父那里。
And ask God for the wisdom.
我们要祈求神的智慧。
To bring our children in the fear and knowledge of the Lord.
怎么样把孩子在神的爱和他的那个敬畏里面长大。
We must intentionally,
我们要刻意的,
parent our children.
好好的 来带领我们的孩子,
understanding their personalities.
让知道他们的个性,
every child is different.
每一个孩子都不一样。
It is not producing the same product in a factory.
不像, 工厂里面出的产品一样样的。
I got two sons.
我有两个儿子。
Now 133, 131.
一个33, 一个31岁。
Very different.
很不一样。
And we have to manage and bring them up accordingly.
但是我们要按照他们的个性来长。 培养他们,
so that they grow up wholesomely.
所以呢，他们就更能完整的成长。
In the deliverance and healing ministry,
就是在那个释放的, 施工里面。
Many adults today in their 50s, 60s, 70s,
很多大人在50, 60, 70, 70岁的里面,
trace back to their children days,
当他们看到他们儿时的那个年龄,
trace back to their teenage years,
看回去他们年轻的时候,
and they are being scarred and dysfunctional because of the negative experiences.
因为所有的负面的情绪, 所以是他们的生命是烙印的。
And many a times from their parents,
很多时候是父母亲带来的。
And from an authority figure, whether it's a teacher or a principal.
是一个权柄的, 或者可能是老师, 可能是校长。
About 11, 12 years ago,
在12年前,
I was in this country called Puerto Rico.
我是在Puerto Rico这个地方。
I was invited to speak at a denominational camp.
我是在那个营会里面来分享。
I arrived at the airport. It's almost 4 hours drive from the airport to this campsite.
那么从飞机场呢, 我要坐4小时的车到这个营会。
So there was this big 6'2", 6'3" man who drove me.
那么来接我的呢, 是一个六尺。
So it's a long journey. So I asked him, share with me your testimony, how you came to know the Lord.
我就问他说你是怎么认识耶稣的?
He came to know the Lord late when he was mid-40s.
他是在40多岁的时候才认识耶稣。
He grew up with the hippie generation.
他是在,
hippie generation, drugs.
那时候就是很多药啊, 毒品啊,
sleeping around with women.
就是随便, 过烂的事, 迷烂的生活。
And then he shared with me, his mother is a fervent believer.
他是告诉我他的妈妈是一个很虔诚的信徒。
And his youngest brother is the senior pastor of this denomination.
那么他的弟弟呢是这个教会里面的。
And he knows that they have been praying for him for many years.
他也知道这是他的父母亲，他的妈妈，他的弟弟一直在为他祷告。
So one day in the living room,
有一天就在那个客厅里面,
he was on his rocking chair,
他是在躺在椅上,
by himself, half days with his drugs.
那么他在吸着毒,
and he said something like a bright light shone in the living room.
那么就看到有一个很亮的闪光,
next thing he knew, he was on the floor weeping.
接着呢, 他就躺在地上哭泣,
and weeping.
一直哭泣.
And there is like a message in his mind and in his heart.
怎么在他的脑子里和心里都有个信息?
That the God of his mother, the God of his brother,
就是这个他妈妈跟弟弟的上帝,
is the same God who loves him.
就是同样这个上帝爱着他.
Obviously, he's thinking, he knows he's guilty, he's under condemnation, he's into drugs, into sex.
他也知道自己所过的生活一点都不光彩.
It was the love of God that melted him. And you see, he was on the floor, I don't know, 2 hours or 3 hours.
他在地上躺着了有两三个小时, 但是他领受了上帝的爱.
And in that 2-3 hours, he says, God, I give my life to you.
就在两三个小时之后, 他说, 神啊, 我把我的生命交给你。
He doesn't understand everything.
他并不理解很多发生的事情。
But he knows there is a God, the reality of God.
他知道这个神是信实的。
And that this experience is not the experience of him being on drugs.
这肯定不是因为他
吸了毒的一种经历. And then almost after that, he has an impression, like a voice that says, go and flush away all your drugs.
接着他有一个声音就告诉他说, 去把你的毒品全部冲走了.
All right, then he went to his toilet, from all the cabinets, he took out all the drugs, put into the toilet, and then flushed them all away.
所以他就把他厨里面所有的药放到厕所里面就冲走了.
And then the third thing he says, the Lord says, go and tell the woman that's in the house, woman, let's get married.
他就另外一个声音告诉他说, 你去屋子里面跟你同住的那个女人说, 我们一起结婚吧。
Alright, so by the time he came to know the Lord at about 45, he is about my age, 65.
所以他是45岁信主,
65 now, so about 10 years ago, he was about 55.
所以在10年前大概是55岁的时候。
So I said, how do you grow spiritually?
他说你, 我问他, 你属灵生命怎么成长的?
He says, tough.
他说不难不容易.
What I said, tell me what are one or two major obstacles?
就是你告诉我一两个怎么难法.
He say he needs many years to learn to receive the Father's love.
他说这些年来他都在很努力的在领受天父的爱.
His father worked as a drill sergeant in the U.S. Army.
他是他的爸爸呢是在美国的那个军营里面是做那个.
He and his brothers grew up. They were told every time you get up in the morning, make your beds.
他父亲很严厉以军事的那种方式来带领来教导他们。
So very clearly, every morning he gets up, he makes sure his bed, the bed sheet is straight, no crease.
所以一早上一起来，他的床必须是平直的。
One day when he was 17 or 18,
在他十七八岁的那年,
he woke up late.
他因为睡迟了,
need to rush to school.
因为必须赶着去学校。
He forgot to make his bed.
他没有把床拉直。
He came back from school about 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
三四点, 然后从学校回来的时候,
went back to his bedroom.
去到床上,
no bed.
没有床了。
Where is his bed?
他床跑去哪里了?
Next thing you knew, the father took the bed and threw it into the backyard.
所以呢,爸爸就把他的床就丢到后院里面去了。
His growing up years was under the very strict disciplinarian style of his father.
就是他的父亲所给予他的那种管教呢,是很严厉的。
So as he came to know the Lord,
当他来认识这个天父的时候,
he can receive Jesus as Savior, as friend, as Lord and Deliverer.
他接受耶稣是他的主,他的那个释放的主。
He can relate to the Holy Spirit who lives in him, who will guide him and teach him.
他也能够认识这位天,这个圣灵是住在他里面的,
but he struggles about receiving the Father's love.
但是他对着天父的爱他,
and as this continues, the Bible says there is a demonic stronghold.
然后圣经也告诉我们有这个恶者的权势。
2 Corinthians 10, 4 and 5 defines this stronghold as something in our lives that blocks the knowledge of God.
就是那个哥林多后书里面,它就是一个营垒,它会禁止我们认识这位神。
According to this verse, stronghold comprises two parts.
就是这个 营垒呢有两个部分.
The first part is arguments.
就是那个计谋.
Arguments is of the human origin.
就是我们人跟人之间的那个.
If my earthly father is like that, maybe my heavenly father is like that.
就是说，如果我在地上的爸爸是这样，我天上的爸爸大概也是这样.
We project unto the Father God our earthly experiences.
就是我们用地上我们的经历里面来看我们的天父.
So the human argument goes on like that.
所以这样的那种二者的计谋,
that the Father God is like a policeman.
我们的天父就好像一个警察.
That Father God is like a disciplinarian.
他是一个, 宣导主任.
That the Father God will pounce on me, hit me, whack me, cause me to get cancer, cause me to get an accident if I misbehave.
如果我的天父呢，我的天父就好像那个给我有很多让我打我骂我，然后呢让我有癌症或者是让我有车祸来指证我的那个天父。
This is a human argument.
这是我们二者的那个计谋。
This human argument is what we call in BBTC ungodly beliefs.
这就是我们一直在讲的一个非神信念。
Ungodly beliefs means it is a thinking pattern, it is a thought, it is an idea that is contrary to the scriptures.
所谓非神信念，就是我们的那个心里面所思所想的是跟神不一致的。
As we persist in wrong thinking,
如果我们继续这个想法，
as we persist in thinking that is not aligned with scriptures,
那么我们继续跟圣经呢是不一致的那个想法。
At some point, a demonic spirit comes in.
那么在到了一个时候呢，那个二者的那个灵就会进到我们里面。
According to 2 Corinthians 10 verse 4, it is this phrase, every high thing.
就是圣经里面所说的至高之事。
This every high thing is a demonic spirit guide.
就是至高之事是来自二者的。
They will reinforce this argument.
就是把更印证了这个我们所思所想这个错误
的想法。And then the combination of this, it says, it erects and blocks you and me from experiencing the true knowledge of God.
那么因着这样的一种印证呢，就拦阻了我们更加的认识神。
So there are obstacles to receiving the Father's love.
所以我们怎么样来超越这样的一种障碍？
So we ask the question, why do we need to continually receive the Father's love?
所以问题来了，我们为什么我们需要继续的领受阿爸父的爱？
In BBTC, there are three English-speaking services.
那么在我们的 BBTC 呢，有三个英语的崇拜。
When I'm not overseas,
如果没有出国
，and if I'm not preaching,
如果没有证道
，I will come for all three services.
我就三个崇拜我都一定到。
And many times the pastors will tell me, SPSP, you don't have to come for all three services.
我其他的牧者讲说，哎，主任牧师，其实你不用三个崇拜都来了。
Same songs,
一样的歌
，same speaker,
一样的讲员
，same message,
一样的信息。
I say not the same.
我说不一样
，because I've learned.
我学习了。
Over the last 10-15 years,
在过去的十到十五年里面，
every worship experience is different.
每一个敬拜的经历都不一样。
In every worship service,
在每一个的敬拜里面，
they may be singing the same 5-6 songs.
可能他们唱的是同样的五六首歌。
But my experience with God,
但是我跟神的那个经验，
I'm continually receiving the Father's love.
我继续在领受天父的爱。
That washes away.The hurts of life.
那么，这把生命里面所有的痛苦都洗掉了。
That washes away the hits in life.
那么，在生命里面许多的打击也要冲洗
了。The disappointments.
所有的让我失望的。
The frustrations.
烦躁的。
The offenses.
所有的冒犯。
Do pastors get offended?
牧者会被冒犯吗？
Definitely.
肯定的。
We are all human beings.
我们都是人。
All right. Am I disappointed?
我会绝望吗？失望吗？
With the leaders in the church.
就是牧者
with the members of the church,
牧者啦就是
definitely,
我们都会失望。
It is during worship,
是在正敬拜的时候，
where you bring everything in your life,
我们就把生命里面所有的东西，
you bring every thought,
在我们的思想里面，
every fear,
我们的惧怕。
Do pastors have fears?
牧者有惧怕吗？
We all have fears,
我们都有惧怕。
The Bible says, perfect love casts out fear.
这圣经说，完全的爱就
So what do I do?
遮盖了所有的
惧怕。During worship.
The word
perfect means to fully connect with Father God.
就是我完完全全与天父联合。
And tell Father God.
我跟天父讲。
What are my fears?
我的惧怕是什么？
My travels.
我在。
Next month I'm going back to Africa.
那么下个月我就要到非洲去了。
And in September I'm going to Mongolia.
那九月我要去蒙古。
Alright. And no, even before that, before Africa, end of July I'm going to Indonesia.
在七月底的时候我会到印尼去。
I'm going to a place called Madiun.
我又去马，
Never heard of it.
从来没听过的。
It's a 2 or 3 hour drive from Semarang.
就是从那个
Anybody from Indonesia here?
飞机场要坐两三个小时才到。
没有啊，马来西亚
有
啦。All right. Semarang, I know. I've been to Semarang.
Semarang, 我认识。
All right, but Madiun, I've never been.
Madiun, 我没有去过。
This guy invited me 1.5 years ago.
这个人，我在一年半前他就邀请我。
I temporarily agree. Only January this year that I confirm.
我说好，慢慢等。然后到不。
But he was very.
然后在一月的时候，我答应了。
All right, so in the end,
所以我会去。
So during worship,
在聚会、在崇拜的时候
，I'm being refreshed.
我就被。 更新的。
I'm being rebooted.
我在重新的被建立。
I'm being recharged.
我重新的被
You want to find strength for life.
我就有了力量。
You want to find energy.
我要找新的动力。
You want to be having the peace of God.
我有神的平安。
The love of God.
爱。
The grace of God.
恩典。
Worship. Learn to worship.
敬拜。我们学习敬拜。
Before coming to Mandarin worship now.
就是今早我来的华语崇拜。
Where was I?
我在哪里呢？
During the first service,
我去参加第一崇拜。
And I enjoyed the 35-40 minutes of worship.
我就在那里30-45分钟，我就在那里。
Is it the same service as yesterday, Saturday 5 o'clock service?
那其实跟昨天星期六晚上的崇拜一样，大体上一样。
But the worship experience is different.
但是那个敬拜的经历不一样。
All right, and this is where I've been encouraging the pastors and elders.
所以我就在鼓励所有的长老啦，或者是牧者啦。
All right, I know there's some here.
我知道有，这里也有。
Right? They think that by attending one service,
我可能来了一个崇拜
，OK 啦，
就好了。
I'm telling you, it's not OK.
这是不好。
You want to walk closer with God?
如果你要跟神更好的接
触 ，You want to know God better?
你要认识神。
You want a deeper relationship with God?
你要更有更深的关系。
You want a more effective prayer life?
你要有更有效的那个祷告。
All these are in the details.
这一切呢，都是在所有的细节里面。
All these are in the
就是在神里跟你神关系的点点滴滴里面。
They all know in their head.
我们在脑子里面都知道。
We all know in our heads.
我们都在脑子里面知道。
But do we know in our hearts?
但是我们心里面领受了吗
？The level of confidence.
就是那个
信心。The level of faith.
信心。
By which we walk.
就是跟神
所在的信心。So why do we need to receive the Father's love?
为什么要继续来领受阿父的爱呢
？Firstly, that's how we are saved.
那个第一呢，就是因为那是得救的门之门的钥匙。
It's the key to salvation.
是一个得救的之门的钥匙。
Without receiving His love, His forgiveness, we are aliens to God.
没有领受天父的爱，我们完全是门外的。
Because whoever believes in Him, whoever receives Him, receives eternal life.
领受他的就领受那永生的生命。
Secondly,
第二
receiving the Father's love is key to sanctification.
那么领受天父的爱呢，就是开启成圣之门的钥匙。
Sanctification is our discipleship journey.
成圣呢，是我们做门徒的一个过程。
Sanctification is how we grow as a believer.
就是我们怎么样做一个信门徒，我们怎么成长。
Let me just highlight one example.
那我给你一个例子。
When you receive Jesus as Lord and Savior,
当你领受耶稣做你的个人的救主
we become sons and daughters of God.
我们就是他的儿女。
The question is, how many of us go on to live our lives as sons and daughters of God?
问题是我们有多少的人真的是过着儿女的生活
？I know of too many Christians.
我知道很多的信徒。
Don't even talk about ordinary Christians.
不要讲普通的信徒。
Pastors, elders, bishops,
牧者
in their life, they live as orphans.
他们呢，很多时候是好像孤儿一样的在。
What is the 孤儿？
What is a 孤儿
？An orphan is someone without a father and a mother.
孤儿就是没有爸爸妈妈的。
And there are Christians who live their lives as if God isn't there.
有很多时候我们活得好像天父不在那里。
And they imbibe the thinking patterns of the world.
他们就使用世界上的想法来自己在想。
Example,
例如
survival of the fittest.
就是强者得胜。
Oh, I better take care of myself. Nobody cares for me.
哦，没有人会照顾我，还是好好的照顾自己吧。
In the jungle of all the HDB,
在所有的我们的组屋里面
，instead of queuing up and getting a food, ah, Joshua, if I don't get there first, I will lose out.
就是要排队的时候呢，我要去拿食物，我一定要抢着去排前面。
An orphan spirit.
一个孤儿
is very competitive.
是一个很竞争的人。
An orphan spirit says, "I win means you lose."
那么孤儿的灵就是我赢了你就输了。
You win means I lose.
你赢了话就是我输了。
No, but the spirit of sonship says.
但是神儿子的灵是怎么样的呢
？The spirit of sonship says the economy is different. I win, you win.
可是神儿子的灵的是我赢了你也赢。
You win, I win.
你赢我也赢。
This is the church.
这是教会。
We rejoice with those who rejoice.
我们会跟欢乐的人一起欢乐。
We weep with those who weep.
我们为哀哭的一起哀哭。
We are in this together.
我们一起。
And therefore, if I am a son and daughter of God,
如果我是神的儿女
，I learn to receive the love of the Father.
我领受天父的爱。
And then I learn to love you, my brother and my sister.
我就爱你如天父的儿女一样。
None of us are perfect.
我们都不完全。
Some people are difficult to love.
有一些人就是 很容易爱。
Some people are very painful to love.
有一些人很难爱。
They are very irritating.
他们常常来惹你。
Very selfish.
很自私。
But what did Jesus say?
但耶稣怎么说
？By your love for one another.
你彼此的相爱。
Will the world know that we are his disciples?
世界就知道你是我的儿女。
If we are prone to always be jealous,
如果我们常常是在嫉妒里面
we are prone to be very envious of the other person.
我们常常在嫉妒别人
All right, and then let's talk about churches.
我们看到教会之间
How big is your church?
你的教会有多大
See, among the pastors, when we gather together,
那个牧者在一起的时候
How many people do you have in your 华文部
就叫比较华文部有多大
我说我们 about now just under 500.
我们差不多在靠近500。
If he is 120,
如果他只有120,
keep quiet.
就静了。
But if he is 700, mine is 700.
我的700。
We will get there.
我们会到那边的。
This September onwards,
这个九月开始
we'll have two services.
我们有两堂的崇拜。
Do you know that?
你们知道吗？
知道吗？啊，一杯吗？ Okay, 一杯，很好。All right.When I come back in October,
如果十月回来的时候
all right, make sure we grow.
我们肯定要增长，对吗？
So we need to keep on receiving the Father's love.
我们要一直领受天父的爱。
So that we keep on growing in the spirit of sonship.
我们在神的那个神儿子的灵里面继续成长。
Jesus says the life that he gives us.
耶稣说他给我们的生命。
Is a life that is more and more abundantly.
就是越来越丰盛的生命。
Our God is not a stingy God.
我们的天父不是个吝啬
的神。He gives abundantly.
他给是给很多的。
Therefore,
所以呢？
The question is not about the other brother or the other sister.
问题是不是那个弟兄或者那个姐妹
Don't compare.
不要比较
Comparison is the devil's trap.
就是那是二者的一个诡计来的
The question you must ask yourself.
你要问自己的问题是
The question I ask myself.
我问自己的问题是
If this is what the Bible says.
如果这是圣经所说的
Is this my experience?
这是我的经历吗
If the Bible says God is my protector.
如果圣经说耶和华是我的保护。
Do I experience his
我自己有没有这样的经历
？And if I get into an accident，
如果我今天碰到了车祸
，I want to ask myself the question。
我要问自己一个问题
：Why did the accident happen？
为什么这个车祸发生
？The Bible says God is my healer。
我说神是我的医治。
I know we get older and aging, and this body is corrupt。
我们会越来越老，身体上会衰退。
Therefore, I must do all I can to stay healthy.
所以呢，我就更要注重自己怎么样健康生活。
Do a little bit more walking.
更多的走动。
Enough sleep.
足够的休息。
All right, and then take care of my health as much as possible.
我就尽力了来照顾我自己的身体。
And what I cannot do,
我不能做的。
I always soak everything in prayer.
我就把它带到祷告里面。
That the Lord will give me health.
神就会给我健康。
The Lord wants us to walk in divine healing and divine health.
就是我要在神的神圣的医治跟健康里面行走。
Bearing in mind big picture,
我们要看大的。
We all will die.
在宏观里面，我们都会死。
All right, but I don't want to die before my due time.
但是我不要在神给我预定我的日期里面
As we grow older,
死掉。我越来越老的时候
，Our aim is to walk in divine healing and divine health.
就是我要在神圣的那个医治跟健康里面。
So we must do the right things.
我要做对的事情。
And what we cannot do,
我不能做的。
We commit it to God.
我把它交给神。
That's how we live our lives.
就是我们怎样生活。
So receiving the Father's love is key to sanctification.
领受神的爱是成圣的关键。
Thirdly, receiving the Father's love is key to overcome the love of the world.
那么领受天父的爱也是胜过爱世界的一个钥匙。
Read 1 John 2, 15, 16.
我们一起来读约翰一书二章十五到十六节，一二三。不要爱世界和世界上的事，人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面。因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的。乃是从世界来的。
This verse tells us，
这一节告诉我们
，when we crave for the things in the world，
当我们越想爱这个世界的时候
，the word key word here is the love of the world，
就是爱世界的心。
The lust of the eyes，the lust of the flesh and the pride of life，
就是肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲。
We will be no different from the non-Christians.
我们就跟非信徒没什么不同了。
To go after all these things.
就是跟着这些东西跑。
If we are not rooted and established in the love of Father God.
如果我们没有爱父的心。
The love of the world is opposite to the love of the Father.
就是爱世界的心呢，就跟爱父的心是相
反的。We are like opposite sides of the scale.
就是跟这个天平里面呢、啊、是。两边的不同的一个。
It means that we are not secured and rooted in the Father's love.
就是如果我们并在爱天爱父的那个心里面并不安全的话。
It means that we are not rooted in the principles of the Word of God.
就是我们在神的那个话语里面，我们并没有敬神。
It means that we do not trust the Father God to look after us.
我们就是不能够相信天父会照顾我们。
The Father God looks after us.
天父照顾我们。
By giving us the Word.
给我们话语。
The word of God gives us the principles of life.
那么神的话语里面给我们生命的原则。
About taking care of ourselves.
就是怎么照顾自己。
Taking care of our husbands and wives.
照顾我们的配偶。
Taking care of our children.
照顾我们的孩子。
Taking care of our health.
照顾我们自己的健康。
About working.
照顾我们的工作。
The Bible talks about work.
圣经也讲了工作。
If you don't work hard, we'll be lazy, and give the example, be like the ant, which is hardworking.
就是如果我们偷懒的话，连那个蚂蚁，那个很用心、很用功的蚂蚁都不如。
And in fact, Paul warned in Thessalonians, if you don't work, don't eat.
所以圣经里面保罗说，如果你不要工作的话，你不要吃饭。
So the Father loves us by giving us His Word.
所以神爱我们，他把他话语给了我们。
The wisdom to navigate in this fallen world.
就是在怎么样，在这个。堕落的世代里面，我们有智慧来生活着。
And not do the things,
就是不要做那个不好的事情。
As if nobody cares for us.
好像没人
爱我们一样。So one
example, 另外一个例子。
The world says you must have money and money and more money and more money and more money.
很多时候，世界告诉我们要很多钱，很多钱，非常多的钱。
So there were Christians in our church.
那么在我们教会里面有这样的基督徒。
I used to think it's among the elderly, but also amongst the young.
其实不只是在乐龄里面，其实年轻的也一样。
Let's go and buy Toto.
我们去买 Toto.
So that I strike.
我中了。
And then they spiritualize.
我的话就把它神圣化。
If I strike, I give half to the church.
如果我中了，我就把一半给教会。
Don't kid yourself.
不要再开这种玩笑。
Christians in those days in the turf club horse racing.
我以前在那个马场有那个赛马。
Buy 十几机。
就买十几机。
Buy 4D.
就买 4D.
All right. The 4D, the lucky numbers. Because there is a love for the world. There's a love for money. You, instead of working, there was one man once he responded at the altar call.
那么就是说爱，就是爱，就是爱钱。那么有一天呢，就有一个人来到
He was retrenched.
讲台前。
He's strong. He's healthy. He's young.
他又健康又年轻又在
I say, why are you retrenched?
30岁可是被辞职了。
In the company, there are hundreds of employees.
那么在公司里面有整百个人。
Why only you and a few people retrenched?
为什么你呢就被辞了？
Don't say God allow me to be retrenched.
不要说神允许这样的事情发生。
You're not working hard enough, or you've got bad attitudes, or you didn't get along with your colleagues and your bosses.
就是你就是不能够很好的工作，你懒惰，或者是你跟同事不合啊。
Companies will retain good workers.
每一个公司都要说好的员工。
You're probably at the bottom 0.5%.
可能你是在员工里面最低层的。
This is God's wake up call to you.
就是神呢在提醒你。
Pull up your socks.
好好的工作。
Get the life in order. All right. So the lust of the eyes is everything that we see in life.
眼目的情欲就是你会引发你心里的幻想。
That leads to every imagination in our hearts to crave for them.
就是而且你不只是引发你心里面的幻想，而且你很想得到。
Chinese, yeah.Alright, so read the first line again, A, and then the bottom.
好，我们一起来把上面那个啊读一下，一二三。然后领受阿爸父的爱是关键，他提供给我们抵挡眼目情欲的能力。
So when we receive the Father's love.
当我们领受天父的爱的时候
，The Father will give us a connection，
那么天父就给我们一个联
系 ，A job referral，
那那个给我们有个份工作
，A provision，
给一个机会。
Recently, I was talking to one leader，
我最近我跟一个领袖谈话
，Of this particular church， He's been struggling for the last 5-7 years
about
whether to go full time to serve God.
Struggle.
And a major struggle is, of course, provision. And until the Lord spoke to him, I provided for you from young all the way until today. You are a big 40 over year old man.
神就说你从小我都一直在提供你，直到你今天已经40岁了。
And then she said, until he heard the parable of the feeding of the 5,000.
那么直到他听到那个耶稣怎么样来提供给5,000人吃饱。
And he shared with me
跟我分享,
that in the past he thought that when the little boy brought his 5 loaves and 2 fishes to Jesus,
他以前呢在想说那个小孩子把5饼2鱼带到耶稣的面前,
which Jesus used to multiply it to feed to the 5,000.
就是耶稣用了以后呢, 就喂饱了5,000人。
In the past he heard that, oh, the 5 loaves, 2 fishes is the boy's lunch.
那么他在想说那个5饼2鱼大概是这个小孩子的午餐。 想想,
it's not the boy's lunch.
不是小孩子的午餐,
it is the family's lunch.
是家人的午餐。
How can one boy eat 5 loaves?
那一个小孩子怎么可以吃五饼呢?
Right or not? 5 loaves of bread. And the, you go to Israel, the Jews, the loaf is quite big.
如果你去到以色列,每一个他们的那个面包,那个饼是很大的。
It is not one boy's lunch, it is the whole family's lunch.
不是那个小孩子的午餐, 是整家人的午餐。
Then he realized.
当然他是想到了。
He was just calculating here, calculating there.
就是算来算去。
So he went to speak to his father.
他就跟他父亲说。
All right. And then he went to speak to his wife.
他也跟太太谈,
and his children.
他孩子,
and they got some younger brothers.
他有一个小, 他弟弟,
and it's a family.
就是家人, 整家人。
Would they support him? Would they bless him? Would they pray for him? They all know the Lord.
他们都是认识耶稣的，就问你们会支持我，会祝福我，会都要祷告吗？
And from this simple story, which was retold and preached under the anointing,
就是在神的恩膏上，这个故事再次宣讲的时候，
he crossed the line.
他就过了那条坎。
The Holy Spirit spoke to him.
圣灵跟他说，
step up in faith.
用信心凭信心踏出去。
If the Lord can take care of their family and the family's lunch can feed 5,000,
如果那个午餐可以给5,000人吃饱，
what is that to God?
对神来讲,
the lust of the flesh,
就是肉体的情欲,
is what we actually experience in our lives from the lust of the eyes, the top line.
肉体的情欲是在生活中实际的经历了眼目所投射的情欲。
Therefore, receiving the Father's love, the bottom line, is key to our satisfaction in life.
所以领受阿爸父天父的爱呢，是关键，它给我们抵挡肉体情欲并重生的能力。
Okay, then not only the lust of the eyes and the lust of the flesh,
那么不只是眼目的情欲，肉体的情欲。
The pride of life.
那么今生的骄傲。
It's all about our significance and self-esteem.
就关乎到我们自己的身份和自尊。
If we are not connected to God,
如果我们没有跟神联系的话,
we will seek power, we will seek significance from human relationships.
我们就在人际关系里面去找到能力。
Oh, I know this minister, I know this MP.
我认识这个MP,
我认识那个部长。 Power connections.
或者是高攀权威。
Or we work harder and harder.
或者是我更加的努力。
So that we drive a certain car, or we take a certain bus, or you know, we live in a certain house.
如果呢,我有某种,或者是开什么车啦,住什么屋子啦。
We know from the scriptures.
我们从圣经里面知道,我们个人的身份。
Our self-esteem.
我们个人的尊严,
must come.
是来自,
from our relationship with God.
就是来自跟神的关系,
that we are a son of God, a daughter of God.
我们是神的儿女。
Our significance and self-esteem,
我们的自尊跟我们的能力,
cannot be dependent,
不可以根据,
on the clothes we wear,
就是根据我们所穿的是什么,
the handbags we carry,
那么你拿的什么包包,
the places that we stay,
说我们住的什么地方,
because all those can come and go.
那些东西都来来去会去的。
Receiving the love of the Father is the source of power for our lives.
领受阿爸父的爱是开启能力源头的钥匙。
Ephesians 3:20.
以弗所书3:20.
We all love this promise.
我们都很喜欢这个。
Everybody read Ephesians 3:20.
我们一起来读1:2:3. 神能照着运行在我里面，尽大能大力，充充足足的成就一切，超过我们所求所想。
All right. Here we know that in the Old Covenant, in the Old Testament,
在旧约的里面,
the firstborn son receives the double blessing.
就是头生的孩子呢, 是有双倍的祝福。
But after Calvary,
但是在
in the new covenant,
在新的那个约里面,
the daughter and son of God, the believer,
所有的神的儿女, 就所有的信徒,
we receive multiple blessings.
我们是多倍的祝福,
every son and every daughter of God,
每一个神的儿女,
we receive multiple blessings.
我们都有多倍的祝福,
and this is just one scripture.
这是其中一个经文而已,
it says that God answers exceedingly,
就是神他充充足足的,
exceedingly,
超过,
exceedingly already
超过了,
means more.
Yeah,
abundantly also means more.
充充足足也是很多很多,
above all also means more.
这才超越的话,
so we ask ourselves the question,
我们就问一个问题,
what is the context of this verse?
这个的概要是什么呢?
All right, so we must go back to Ephesians chapter 3, the verses before that.
我们就看到前面的经文里面, 3章16到19节,
and the context is about receiving the Father's love.
其实它的整个的纲要就是要
this is the power of the love of God.
那是神的爱的能力,
the love of God that we must personally receive and experience.
我们个人要亲自的去领受经历这样的一个爱,
but firstly it starts with verse 16.
刚才16节里面就讲了,
that we will be strengthened in our spirit man.
就是我们心里那个力量刚会刚强起来,
our spirit man is our spiritual life.
就是那个心理的力量就是我们那个属灵的生命,
and our spirit man means that each one of us, we have a different spiritual strength.
就是我们每一个人里面都有不同的属灵的力量,
a different spiritual capacity.
就是不同的属灵的那个容量,
the wheel of a bicycle,
一个脚车的轮,
is of much smaller capacity than the wheel of a big container truck.
就是一个脚车的那个轮, 它的那个容量, 它的那个, 它所能够持续或者领受,
therefore, therefore it requires each of us,
所以呢我们每一个人,
to grow spiritually,
在属灵上要增长,
to enlarge our spiritual strength,
就是要我们属灵的那个容量,
to enlarge our spiritual capacity,
我们属灵的能量也要 增加,
to be rooted and grounded in the love of God.
就是我们在基督的爱里面, 我们要有根有基,
so as to receive,
所以我们领受的时候,
in verse 18,
在18节里面,
the height and the depth and the breadth and the length of God.
我们能够领受上帝长阔高深的爱,
and then to experience this love in verse 19,
在19节里面, 我们要领受这个爱,
and to be filled with the fullness of God.
就是神一切所充满的, 都要充满我们,
you and I,
你跟我,
can have as much as of God as we want.
我们可以领受神的全部,
every one of us,
每一个人,
you can have as much of the love of God as you want.
你要上帝的爱多少就有多少,
but it's going to be different,
但是不一样,
according to your capacity,
看你的容量有多大,
how big is your capacity,
你的容量有多大,
how strong is your spiritual life?
你的属灵生命有多强?
How closely do you want to walk with God?
你要跟神走得多近?
This is what marks the difference between one brother and one sister from another.
这就是人跟人之间跟神关系的不一样。
Remember the story of Elisha and the widow.
记得那以利亚跟他的,
this widow told Elisha, the husband has died. Husband was a prophet.
就是以利亚的那个, sorry, 以利沙, 那个跟那个寡妇的故事,
and
那寡妇的丈夫是一个,
and when the husband died, this widow was left with an amount of debt owing to some creditors.
所以她丈夫去世以后, 这个寡妇呢, 她有一些债她要还。
Now no more husband, she only has one son.
所以她没有儿子, 她没有丈夫了, 她只有一个儿子。
And she says all she has is a little bin of flour and a little jar of oil.
她所有的呢, 就是一点的面跟一点的油。
She says she'll just make the last one or two more meals, eat, and then they'll die.
她说大概吃完了这一餐, 最后一餐的时候, 他们就会死了。
No more purpose to live.
没有生存的目的了。
Husband died.
丈夫死了。
Owing a lot of people a lot of money.
欠很多很多的债。
So Elisha said, no, go and borrow as many containers as possible.
可是以利亚以利沙对他说不你去 去借很多很多个容器来,
containers so that you can fill them with oil.
所以你就可以把油倒进去,
so that when they're filled with the oil, you can sell the oil for money and pay off the debts.
你可以把这个油满了以后拿去卖, 然后你就可以还债。
So she and the son went to the entire neighborhood.
他跟儿子呢就去到整个的那个村庄里面
borrow as many containers as possible
就把很多的那个容器
brought them into the house
把他带到家里来
then Elisha said take the jar of oil
就是把你那仅有的那个油
and begin to pour whatever remaining of the oil
就把你油继续倒在第一个容器里面
for so long as there was a container
只要它有一个容器
the oil kept flowing
那个油呢就倒不完
First container full Start bring the second container
我第一个满了拿来第二个
Full next container
又满了又另外一个
One after the other Every container was filled with the oil
所以一个一个的都装满了
And then the last one was there
最后一个
The mother said Son another container
那妈妈说儿子再拿多最后一个来
The son said Mommy No more last one
妈妈没有了没有容器了
When there was no more container to contain the oil
当容器用完的时候
The oil stopped flowing
那个油也就停了
You can have as much of the oil
你可以有很多很多的油,
provided there is a container in your heart
但是里面要有容器,
that is ready to receive the love of God.
就来准备好要领受上帝,
you can have as much of the love of God as you want.
你可以要神多少的爱, 就有多少的爱。
So ordinarily, I will have three English speaking services, and just like I came, whenever I come to Mandarin worship, I will join you in your worship.
我一般呢, 我都会参加三个主日崇拜, 但是来到华语崇拜的时候, 我一样的参加华语的敬拜。
I've been to many meetings where the speakers, you will go and have maybe a break in between services, have the coffee, the tea, and so forth, and it will come in just to preach the word.
有很多牧者呢, 一般上他们都是 等到点的时候呢, 就来传讲话语。
I've learned over the years, I will try never to do that.
我就这些年来, 我都不这样做。
When I go to Africa, I'll go to Mongolia, or I go to China or India, same thing. I will try to join in the worship part because you must understand the worship part is when you connect with God.
No, 不管是我到那任何一个国家, 我都一定参加他们的敬拜。
They were ready the person as a vessel in the Lord's hand. They were ready the person as a vessel in the Lord's hand.
对，我们的神就在那个时候准备我好来领受他的话语。
It is not having your break and coming out to give a lecture. I'm not giving a lecture.
我不是在教课。
I'm speaking the oracles, the word of God.
我在传讲神的话语。
So we ask the last question, how does God's love come to me?
妈妈父怎么样领导我?
The first thing we need to know that none of us on our own can love God unless we first receive and experience the love of God.
就是我们不能够凭自己来爱上帝，我们必须先领受和经历上帝的爱。
I grew up in a traditional church.
我是在一个很传统的教会长大。
And in the traditional church,
在一个传统教会里面,
the leaders and the elders say, "Do you love God? Do you love God?"
那么那个领袖就问你爱耶稣吗？你爱耶稣吗？
How come you didn't come for prayer meeting?
为什么你没有来祷告会？
Do you love God?
你爱主吗？
How come you're not serving God?
为什么你没有服侍？
They deduce the love, your love for God by performance.
就是他们把爱神等号于表现。
Did you read the Bible this morning?
你今天有没有读圣经？
Excluding reading the Bible on the PowerPoint slide. Did you read the Bible this morning before you came to church?
我们在这边念的,
how many of us did that?
今天早上我们都读经了吗?
I didn't even do that. I did that in a sense where I revised preparing for the message.
我早上也没有读经,
so none of us can love God.
我们每一个人不可能爱耶稣,
on our own.
用我们自己的方式。
1 John 4:10.
约翰一书4章10节。 一起来读, 1, 2, 3, 不是我们爱神, 乃是神爱我们, 猜他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭, 这就是爱了。
This must sink into our heads.
这个呢要深深地进到我们的脑子里。
In this is love, not that we love God.
就是我不是因为我们先爱神,
but that God loves me.
而是神爱我。
And he gave his only begotten son.
John 3:16.
So this is the first step. Not our loving God is not the first step.
我们爱神不是第一步。
第一步是 we must receive his love.
第一步是我们要领受神的爱。
Then we ask the question why?
那我们说为什么?
This is because the origin of love, the fountain of love, the source of love comes from God.
那是因为我们爱的开始, 爱的全年跟爱的源头都来自上帝。
Because God is love.
因为神是爱啊。
I've given the illustration before.
我刚才已经给了这样的，
you go to the toilet,
就是你如果去厕所，你灯，你开那个水喉，
there's water,
有水流出来。
But where is the source of water?
但是那个水的源头在哪里？
It comes from the tap.
它从那个
connected by the half-inch pipe.
啊，从有那个管子。
That goes all the way to the ground.
我去到地底下。
To a 1 meter big pipe.
就来这一个大的管子。
And here in BBTC,
在乌洛芬堂。
It's probably connected to Bedok Reservoir.
我一直可能就那个管子就接到乌洛的那个水池。
If you live in Woodlands,
如果你住在乌洛。
Your source of water probably come from Seletar Reservoir.
那可能你住在不同的地方，就会有不同的那个
水池。You live in Choa Chu Kang.
你如果住在
川智港 Pandan Reservoir,
可能又是班旦的那个蓄水池。
God is the origin, the fountain, and the source of love.
所以那可是神的爱是来自上帝的。
Therefore, I must first connect with the source.
我们必须跟那个源头连接。
Then I can receive the water.
那么我就可以领受那个水。
I must connect with God.
我们要领受。
Who is love?
神是爱，我们连接了。
Then I can receive and experience His love.
我就可以领受跟经历他的爱。
Then the second step.
第二步,
we then love God.
我们才能够爱神。
How?
怎么样?
Why?
为什么?
1 John 4:19, read.
在约翰一章四章四约翰一书四章十九节，一起来，一二三。
We love him because he first loved us.
我们爱是因为神先爱了我们。
So remember.
所以记得。
It is impossible.
那是不可能的
impossible
不可能
for you and I
你和我
to love God
先爱神
unless we first receive and experience His love
除非我们先领受了他的爱
first step then second step
第一步了再第二步
明白吗
明白吗
then the third step
然后接着
we can then love other people
我们才可能去爱别人
with the love of God
用神的爱去爱
Romans 5:5
罗马书五章五节
says the Holy Spirit
圣灵
takes the love of God and pour it into our hearts
把神的爱来倾倒在我们的里面
so that we receive His love
我们领受了他的爱
okay remember this is about the source of love
这个关乎到那个源头
it's about the type of love
是那个不同的爱
it's about the quality of love
是那个不同的质量
not human love
不是人的爱
okayWhich comes to this next point.
我跟着呢?
When we fail to experience and abide in the love of God,
当我们不再经历神，我们不再藏在祂的里面。
We will revert to our carnal, corrupt, natural love.
我们就会还原到原本的那个肉体败坏的。
Manifested in performance, works, religious practices, and self-indulgence.
就彰显在我们的工作表现了宗教仪式或者自我的放纵里面。
Everybody to read point five.
我们一起来把这个点读一遍，一二三。当我们不再经历神，不再藏在他的爱里，我们就会还原到本来的肉体败坏原始的爱里面，并彰显在工作的表现上、宗教的仪式中和自我的放纵里。
So remember,
记得
earlier on I said that.
刚才我说了
to grow spiritually,
在属灵成长
we must stop living as an orphan,
我们不能够再继续做一个孤儿
and we must live under the spirit of sonship,
我们要在神的儿子的灵里面
that we live as sons and daughters of God,
我们成为神的儿女
right? So now I'm saying another point,
那么现在我在讲另外一样事
earlier on,
刚才
we try to love God,
我们用
we try to love people.
我们去爱，我们试着去爱自己，爱
爱神，爱人。But it is with our own selfish, natural, carnal love.
但是那是我们个人的很自私的那个属肉体的爱。
God is telling us.
神在告诉我们
that it is impossible.
那是不可能的
to really love somebody else.
去爱别人
with your own love.
用你自己的爱
you get into trouble sooner or later.
你迟早是会出问题的。
We can only love another person.
我们要爱任何一个人
with the love of God. In other words, when we are connected to God,
就是说, 如果我们跟神联系的时候,
the Holy Spirit takes the love of God,
圣灵呢就用上帝的爱,
put it into our hearts,
把它放在我们的心里面,
and then we love other people,
那么我们就爱别人的时候呢,
with the love that comes from God,
就是用神给我们的爱来爱他们,
not from the love that comes from the self, the natural.
不是用我的那个自然的肉体的爱去爱他,
because our own love, our natural love is corrupt.
因为我们原本的那个认, 自然的爱是败坏的,
is corrupt and selfish.
是自私的,
this must sink into our hearts and our minds. I was with a group of leaders from the senior citizens from the English side yesterday.
昨天我跟一群的那个领袖，就乐龄的领袖一起。
And then we talk, we eat, and we talk about various things.
我们吃也谈话。
He said, senior citizens, we try to organize, let's say, excursion.
那么呢，那些乐龄人士就要去。 出去游玩
Alright, and then they say this, go to the zoo again.
或者又去那个动物园
Alright, and then the purpose of the excursion is to invite pre-believers, non-Christians and new believers or backsliders to invite them so that this is for the purpose of fellowship so that we can reach out to them.
就是这整个交友的目的就是去邀请我们的朋友啦，那些不是还没信主的，就是我们的 best 能够呢一起出去，我们能够认识他们， right. 然后可以。
I know this doesn't happen in Mandarin worship.
我知道这，华语崇拜没有这回事。
But in English worship,
在英文崇拜，
so some of the older senior citizens,
就是那些比较乐龄年长的，
complain and complain.
他们一直在 很多的 怨言。
哎呀， go to the zoo again.
他说，哎呀，怎么又去动物园？
What is this?
这是什么?
Selfish love.
就是自私的爱。
They forget the purpose of the outing.
就是忘记了这个出游的目的。
Now durian season.
现在是吃榴莲的季节。
We have durian party.
我们有榴莲,
And sometimes we organize because we invite family, we invite friends, we invite the non-Christians to fellowship.
我们可以邀请家人、邀请朋友、邀请非信徒一起来享受。
One of the purpose is to eat and enjoy the durian.
当然，我们是要吃来享受榴莲。
But that is not the final ultimate purpose.
但是那个不是我们最终的目的。The
final ultimate purpose is that we can bond in relationship to bless one another and to reach out to the lost.
就是。 当然我们是要彼此的那个关系，彼此能建立。
When we don't have the love of God,
我们要去。
When we don't have the love of God,
那如果我们没有神的爱，
we just revert to our self-indulgence.
就我们就会怀念到原本的那个个人的自私的爱。
I was with a group of pastors the last few days in Malaysia.
过去几天我在马来西亚跟一组的那个牧者们。
And we were just encouraging each other to serve.
那我们在彼此来鼓励我们的服侍。
There was a new pastor.
有个新的牧者，
51 years old.
51岁。
He's new to the group.
他在整个队里面他是新的。
And here we were sharing. This is the Love Singapore Network of Churches. Why? This is probably the only committee I joined. Because I captured the spirit of giving and giving and giving. All the committee churches in the Love Singapore Network, we are there to, because we know the kingdom of God is larger than our local church. And we all set example. We serve by giving money and mobilizing our people to serve.
也动员我们的人去服侍,
but not this particular pastor.
但是不这个牧者,
he joined this committee.
他要参加这个网络,
the first question is in his mind and in his heart.
在他心里面就讲的,
what is there for me?
我能得到什么好处?
What is there to help my church grow?
有什么办法可以帮助我的教会成长?
Wrong first questions.
错了这个问题。
And he confessed after the whole session.
在这整个过程之后,
he was rebuked because he refused to involve his people.
他不要参与。
He refused to involve and fall in his staff.
他不要他的牧者、他的工员工来参与。
Thank God, God taught us many, many years ago.
神很多年前就教导我们了。
In the recent celebration of hope,
we only
had 1 month notice. For the Sunday morning rally.
就是在礼拜天早上的那个,
the other church, there were two groups. The first group did not fail to mobilize their people.
那前面有两组呢,他们都不能够动员他们的人。
And the second group, a church was assigned, but they cannot even raise enough counselors.
第二教会他们愿意,但是他们没有足够的那个陪谈员。
And BBTC, we blow the trumpet.
那么当我来,他当对我们 乌洛芬堂的我们结果，我们就拿起来这个工作。We supplied 700 over counselors
for the English for the Sunday morning, more than the other two.
我们结果呢，有700多个陪谈员愿意来服侍。Why?
And I told our people, be prepared for the worst.
我告诉我的人，可能事情没有那么简单。
We are there to serve.
我们就是要去服侍。Not
to be served.
不是被服侍。I
warned them it's going to be hot.
我觉得那个会很热，会很湿。
Toilet is far away.
厕所也很远。
And after you waited for 3-4 hours,
如果在你等了3-4个小时之后,
will you then be ready to share the gospel and lead someone into the kingdom of God?
那么呢，就怎么样去分享，然后把他们带到神的国里？
If you're all flustered, self-indulgent, you're so hot, so humid, toilet so far away.
如果我们用的都是个人的爱的话, 我们不会去做这样的事情。 三四个小时之后,
are you ready to share the gospel?
你愿意来分享福音吗?
Or will you be one big stumbling block?
还说的成为一个,
hindering the work of the Holy Spirit.
去阻碍神工作的人,
if you're not ready, don't serve.
如果你们还没准备好, 不要服侍。
But if you want to serve,
如果你要服侍,
it's always self-sacrificial love.
我永永远远就是把自己摆在最后,
which we don't have. Which we don't have.
我们没有, 我们个人不会有可能这样的一个,
it comes when we are connected to God.
你除非我们跟神来联系,
because it comes from the Father.
因为从父而来的。
You know the story of the two prodigal sons.
你们知道那个就是浪子的故事。
Both sons are prodigal.
两个,其实两个都是,
the younger son wanted to take the inheritance and squander away.
那么小儿子呢,把父亲的财产都,
you don't care about the father's love.
他不管爸爸的爱。
The older son,
大儿子,
thought that he must earn and earn and earn the father's love.
他一直在怎么样的去努力得到父亲的爱。
By working with the father,
他一直跟父亲在一起。
Both failed.
两个都不行。
You know the story of David and Joseph.
我们知道大卫和约瑟的故事。
All right, but firstly, I want to explain how a person falls into sin.
我们知道一个人怎么会犯罪呢？
James 1:13-15 says that we fall into sin.
那么在雅各书里面说我们犯罪。
When the devil puts a thought in our minds,
当恶者把一个思想放在我们的心里面,
to draw out an iniquity.
就把我们里面的一个罪性带出来。
Iniquity is a wrong attitude, a wrong motivation towards a wrong behavior trait.
就是我们有一个错误的目的，错误的动机，那么做出一个错误的事情。
Let's say for example, I am prone to steal.
假如说，例子说，举例说我会偷东西。
Some people are blur蒙查查。
有一些人就不太就比较模糊。
But some people have very sharp eyes.
但是有一些人呢，就很眼睛很灵。
Where are the mobile phones hanging around?
看着哪里是那个手机。
Here is one sister, the mobile phone is on the next chair.
她的那个手机是在椅子上。
Here is this brother, the mobile phone is there.
那个手机她在那里。
So if I have an accomplice behind this brother,
如果我看到我在后面,
and the sister behind him is my accomplice,
如果是坐在后面那个姐妹是我的同党,
right, she tapped him on his left shoulder.
他就把他在后面打一打。
He turns on his left, distracted.
他转身之后呢,
and this brother is my accomplice.
如果这个弟兄呢, 是我的,
he put his hand there and take the phone.
他就拿了那个手机。
But he won't keep it there. He passed it to the lady behind.
那么他又把他传给另外一个人,
and passed it to the man in yellow shirt behind.
不是把他传给另外一位弟兄。
Then he turns around.
他就,
no more phone.
我的手机不见了。
Oh, did you see? And then all say, oh, 没有看到啊。
没有看到。
Did even empty the pocket? 没有啊。
我的裤子袋里面也没有。
The phone would have traveled 4-5% gone.
就是手机呢已经传到不知道哪里去了。
This is iniquity.
就是我们的自私的爱。
Those who know how to steal, they know how to steal.
那些懂得偷东西的人，他们会偷。
Those with roving eyes.
那些眼睛人物转动的。
Men and women the same.
他们会做同样的东西。
Let's say the man.
如果在想是,
you come into a hall. You scan around.
男生他进来了,
you can immediately identify
他就马上可以知道,
who are potential people you can be attracted to.
哦, 你就知道哪一个会吸引你。
How does this work?
这个怎么了?
The demonic spirit,
就是那个二者,
hanging around this person,
在这个人的头上转转,
putting the idea,
就把那个思想想法,
to draw out this iniquity.
把那个恶性带出来。
We all have different iniquity.
我们里面都有罪性。
We are all inclined to different types of sins.
我们都会做不同的罪行。
Some stealing.
有些是偷东西,
some lust of the eyes.
有些是眼目的情欲,
some jealousy.
有些是妒忌,
some comparing.
有些是比较,
some gossiping, whatever.
有些是在讲话,
right? So this was what happened to David. At a time when kings go to war. At a time when kings go to war.
就是当那个国王去打仗的时候.
David was, he did not go to war.
那个,
he was on his rooftop.
那个大卫他没有去打仗.
Alright, and then he scanned the horizon. Oh, there was a woman bathing on the rooftop.
他在屋顶他就看到, 诶, 有一个女人在冲凉.
You know the story. Then he inquired and asked for the woman to come and then he had sex with her.
那么他就跟这个女人睡觉了.
Alright, and found out that later on that she was pregnant and that she has her husband that is in the army.
他们,他的太太呢,这个女人结果怀孕了,我当然知道这个女人的丈夫是在军队里面。
Question.
问题,
how come David fell into adultery?
为什么大卫会犯罪呢?
A few reasons.
有几个理由?
Time when king's supposed to go to war.
其实他应该是去打仗的,
why did he go to war?
为什么他没有去打?
Why was he hanging around the rooftop?
为什么他在屋顶上?
Why wasn't he in the basement or somewhere else?
为什么他不在,
reading the Bible or praying?
为什么不在屋子里面读圣经或者是祷告?
Alright, or doing something else?
做别的东西啊?
I submit to you,
我告诉你,
among other reasons,
在很多的理由里面,
one reason David committed adultery,
其中一个理由,
is because there is a void in his heart.
因为他心里面有个空洞,
there is a father wound.
有一个缺父爱的心,
a father wound.
一个父爱的伤痕.
Remember when the prophet Samuel
你记得在那个, Samuel,
was asked by God to look for the next king of Israel.
在寻找以色列的,
Samuel went to David's family house.
在找以色列的王的时候, 那个撒母耳来到,
and the father lined up all the sons.
来到大卫的家的时候, 他父亲就把所有的儿子排出来,
but God told Samuel none of this.
可是上帝跟撒母耳讲, 都不是这些儿子,
very strange.
很奇怪.
And then God told Samuel, ask Jesse, the David's father.
就是上帝跟,
you're supposed to line up all your sons.
上帝说, 诶, Jesse, 你应该所有的儿子,
do you have any more sons?
你还有儿子吗?
Then Jesse,
yes, yes.
Says, yeah. I got one more son. He's somewhere out looking after the goats and the sheep. Samuel said, call for him. And when David appeared, God told Samuel, this is the next king of Israel.
If we
glean from the scriptures,
我们从圣经里面看到,
from 1 Samuel,
从撒母耳记上,
we know that there were various godly men,
有好多个属神的人,
but they were bad fathers.
他, 可是他们都是不好的爸爸.
Eli was the chief priest of Israel.
以利是, 这个, 祭司长,
but he was a bad father.
但是他不是一个好父亲.
His sons openly sinned in the
他的儿,
temple.
他的儿子呢, 就是公开的来犯罪.
And then even the prophet Samuel,
那么在, 其实在撒母耳本身,
a man of God,
他也是属神的人,
he can call for thunder and lightning and rain.
他可以命令那个, 雷电,
but he was a bad father.
但是他不是一个好父亲.
He was such a bad father that the people wanted a king.
他因为他是一个不好的父亲,
because his
所以呢,
children were bribing and taking bribes and corrupt.
但是他的孩子因为孩子的不行, 所以他们以色列, 就以色列要一个王.
And then now we look at David.
那我们再看大卫,
his own father.
他的爸爸,
did not properly love him and brought him up.
没有很好的爱他,
his own father had favorites.
他爸爸有偏见,
favoriting
偏爱,
the eldest son.
他偏爱其他的孩子.
Chinese family, we favor sons more than daughters.
我们华人家庭也是重男轻女.
We need to repent.
我们要,
that's how we create and cause father wounds in our children.
这是为什么我们的家里面有很多我们有父亲的痛, 母亲的痛.
We contrast David with Joseph.
我们看大卫跟,
at what age did Joseph become a prime minister?
为什么约瑟会成为那个首宰相?
30岁,
right?
Where was Joseph before he became prime minister?
在他成为宰相之前他在哪里?
He was in the prison.
他在监狱里面,
2 years or 3 years, right?
两三年.
And where was he before the prison?
那么在监狱之前呢?
He was working in Potiphar's house.
他在波提法的家里面工作。
So he was probably A hot-blooded young man, 24, 25, when he
was in Potiphar's
house. And every day, Potiphar's wife would tempt him.
可是每一天, 那个 Potiphar的那个太太呢,
都会引诱他。Every day, Potiphar's wife said, Joseph, come and sleep with me.
啊, 就讲说, 月生, 你来跟我睡觉吧。
I can enhance your career.
我可以让你有个飞黄腾达。
I'm wife to Potiphar, he's not at home, he's busy.
啊, 反正呢, 我的, 你的主人都不在家。
I can make sure you get promoted all the way up.
我可以让你一直升官发财。
But the Bible says when Potiphar's wife laid hands on Joseph,
我们的圣经告诉我们, 当波提法的太太呢,
要去抓住, Joseph ran for his life.
那个月色呢, 是拼命地跑。
He even left behind his cloak.
他把他的衣服都留下了。
We say silly man, right?
我们说,
and then of course that was used as evidence to accuse him.
你们说, 这样人家呢, 就可以拿你的这个证件。
Question.
问题,
How come Joseph didn't fall for that?
为什么月色能够逃离这样的罪恶呢?
I'm sure Potiphar's wife is very attractive.
我相信波提法的太太是很美丽的, 很漂亮又有钱。
I think of the rich Indonesians.
好像有钱的印尼夫人。
The rich Indonesian lady in the 60s and 70s.
那些六十岁的印尼的妇人,
because they have money, they can go for spa, they can go for anti-aging creams.
他们可以做, 很多的美容。
And they look very young and attractive.
他们又漂亮又 信人,
the same lady 60-70 who are rich and who takes care of their face and their bodies,
那些五六十岁能够照顾的自己很好的人,
you contrast with somebody who is a farmer's girl everyday out in the sun farming 30-40 year old, they look like 70-80 year old.
可是那些五六十四五十岁在太阳底下工作的那些农夫,
女人看起来好像六七十岁, this is a fact of life.
这是很真实的。
Joseph did not fall for the attractive Potiphar's wife.
约瑟没有被, 勾引,
because there was no void in his heart.
因为心里没有空洞。
There was no fatherhood.
没有父亲的伤。
When he was a little boy,
当他小的时候,
his father loved him very much.
他父亲很爱他。
The Bible said the father made for him a coat of many colors.
就是他圣经告诉我们说, 他的爸爸给他做了一件漂亮的彩衣。
And therefore, how do we navigate through life?
那我们怎么来走这条人生路呢?
These are the scriptures that says why David did not have the father's love.
就是为什么 David,
that's what verse Psalm 27:10. Psalm 27:10, David says, when my father and my mother forsake me, the Lord will take care of me.
大卫说我父母亲离开我, 耶和华必收留我。
And therefore, the bottom line is, we need to continually receive and the experience the Father's love.
我们必须继续地来重新地来领受阿爸父的祝福。
Because all of us, as we grow up in a fallen world,
我们在这个堕落的时代里面,
none of our parents are perfect.
我们的父母亲都不完全。
And some of us, we don't even know how to properly love our children.
我很多时候也不知道怎么好好地爱我们的孩子。
Because our own parents, our own fathers and mothers did not properly love us.
因为我们自己的父母亲并没有很好地爱我们。
When I had my renewal about 30 years ago,
在我30年 的那个, 重新觉知的时候,
and there was an altar call.
有一个, 呼召。
And I didn't understand why. All I knew was I responded to the altar call. There was a tugging in my heart.
我不知道为什么里面心里面就有一个很大的一个拉扯。
And when I went to the altar, all that happened was I wept and wept and wept.
来到讲台前的时候, 我就一直哭。
I didn't understand even after that.
我不明白为什么。
But as I look back and I'm asking the Lord, what happened?
当我回看的时候, 我说, 神到底发生什么事?
It was to receive the Father's love.
就是重新的来领受天父的爱。
We always go back to the Father's love.
每一次我都回到天父那里。
And that is the starting point.
那是开始。
To strengthen us, to refresh us.
就我们重新得力。
To go through life.
来继续走人生路。
And ministry.
再走事工的路。
Let's stand as we close.
我们一起来祷告, 站起来。
And so, Father God,
天父上帝,
we thank you today
谢谢,
for the reminder
今天你在提醒我们,
that you love each one of us.
你爱我们每一个人,
that nothing in our lives
在我们生命里面,
escape your attention.
没有任何事情是逃离你的眼目的,
everything in our lives
每一件在我们生命的事,
is naked
是完全赤裸的,
and laid bare before you.
在我你面前是完全赤裸的,
you know our frame.
你知道我们这个人,
you know the difficulties we have gone through.
你知道我们所经历的困难,
you know the wounds that we have sustained.
你知道我们所受的伤,
you know the hurts that come our way.
你知道我们里面所有的任何的伤害。
And today, Lord,
今天主啊,
we thank you
我们谢谢你,
for the reminder
再次提醒我们,
that you love us.
你爱我们。
With every eye closed,
所以来眼睛关起来,
Some of you,
我知道你当中,
in your life,
在你生命里面,
you have not properly received your father's love or your mother's love.
你还没有完全的领受爸爸或者妈妈的爱,
and you suffer what we call a father wound and a mother wound.
你在里面就有那个爸爸的伤或者是妈妈的伤,
and that has in some way hindered you.
就这样的而已,
hindered you from totally surrendering to God. If this is you,
如果这是你,
the Lord is speaking to you. Some of you, you are frustrated. You have a distorted view of the Father's love. You have listened to the lies and the deception of the devil.
来自恶者的轨迹,
and you had a wrong view of God.
你对神的形象去扭了,
today the Lord says,
今天主耶稣说,
my son and my daughter,
我的孩子,
I want you to receive my love.
我要你领受我的爱,
this is the starting point.
这是开始,
because if this first foundation is not properly laid,
因为这个根基如果没有很好的,
you will keep on stumbling in life.
你就会继续在跌倒,
so with every head bowed,
所以你的头低下来,
if the Lord has spoken to you,
如果神跟你说话,
would you raise your hand to God?
请你把手举起来,
says, Lord, I want to receive your love.
说神的, 我愿意领受你的爱,
regardless of how old you are or
不管你,
how young you are,
不管你多年轻或者多年老,
I see your hand. I want to encourage you, by faith, step forward, come
我,
to the front.
我鼓励你, 凭信心,
by faith, come and receive the Father's
前面来,
embrace.
到前面来, 领受从神而来的爱,
I'm not going to ask anybody to pray for you. I just want you to
我不会叫任何人为你祷告,
and open your hearts to God.
你自己来到神前来, 在神面前来祷告,
so all those who raise your hands,
那些举手的,
come by faith.
来到凭信心来到神面前,
let's come to the front, close your eyes, open your hearts
把你的眼睛
to the
Father. 把你的眼睛关起来, 继续来祷告,
allow the Holy Spirit,
让圣灵来工作,
to deposit the love of the Father.
把神的爱, 都领受下来,
allow the Holy Spirit,
让圣灵来,
to let the Father God,
让圣, 让天父的爱,
embrace you,
来拥抱你,
to deposit,
把神的爱,
a dimension,
他的长阔高深的爱,
this love for you.
这是我来, 来倾倒在你, 还有夫妇们,
sometimes you know that your husband don't love you fully, and your husband, you say your wife don't love you fully,
配偶当中, 我们也知道, 都说我们觉得我们的丈夫并不能很好地爱我们, 或者我们的妻子并不能很好地爱我们,
the Lord wants to tell you,
我这是要告诉你,
you cannot properly love your husband and wife,
你不能够很好地爱你的丈夫,
until you receive the Father's love,
除非你领受从神而来的爱,
and those of you who are parents,
那些做父母亲的,
you cannot properly love your son and daughters too,
你不能够很好地爱你的孩子们,
or your own family members,
或者你家里的人,
or the people you're trying to reach out to,
或者是你要去, 你要去领, 去认识的人,
because our own love,
因为我们用自己的爱,
is selfish,
很自私的,
our own love,
我们自己的爱,
is limited.
是有限的,
we cannot.
我们不能,
until we receive,
我们领受,
and experience the Father's love.
并经历上帝的爱.
Anybody else?
还有吗?
No shame, no fear.
没有任何的惧怕,
let's come to the front. Close your eyes.
来到前面, 你也关,
open
关起你的,
your hearts.
打开你的心,
lift up your hands to the Holy Spirit,
把你的身,
生命全部交出, and allow the Holy Spirit to walk
让圣灵这时候大大的风来吹在你当中.
Let's have a moment, let's allow the Holy Spirit,
让圣灵来工作,
to pour the love of the Father,
把神的爱倾倒在你生命里面.
Some of you are hurting,
你们当中有受伤的,
some of you are in pain, because of a broken relationship, because of a conflict,
a conflict
with someone you appreciate and love,
是你爱的一个人,
allow the love of the Father,
oh, 啊, 领受神的爱,
to first heal your heart,
让神的爱来,
because unless your heart is healed,
除非你的爱是,
you'll be unable to relate to the other person,
除非你这是爱里面特别充满, 不然你很难跟别人接触, 你领来,
and those wherever you are, just open your hearts.
不管你在哪里,
this entire hall.
Open your heart. Don't be afraid. Come and receive God's love.
Just receive.
在前面的恩膏是很大的。Receive
the love of the Father.
前面的恩膏，不管你受的是什么伤。
Receive the love of the Father.
领受神的爱。
The Father said that you are my precious son.
神说你是很宝贵的。
You are my precious daughter.
你是我宝贵的女儿。
I've always loved you.
我一直都爱着你。
I've loved you with an everlasting love.
我用永远的爱来爱你。
Open your hearts.
打开你的心。
In the past, you were hesitant.
以前你可能踌躇。
In the past, you held back.
以前你都是裹住不前。
In the past, you failed to fully surrender.
你没有完完全全地把自己摆上。
Because you're not sure you can trust God.
让神来爱你。
You are not established in the love of God.
你并没有在神的爱里面扎根。
See, we can only answer the call of God.
除非你领受。
We can only totally devote ourselves to God.
完全地把自己投来神的里面。
When we trust Him.
当你相信他的时候,
God can be trusted.
神可以被信心,
our God is a good God.
我们神是一个好的神,
He's a loving Father. So we must remove the lies of the devil. And that's what God wants to do now. To remove the lies of the devil. And allow the love of the Father to come into our hearts. Pour your heart to Him. Open your heart to Him.
敞开情祷,
allow God to heal you.
让神来医治你,
allow God to restore you.
让神来复原你,
like you have a minute more on your own.
我还给你多半分钟,
and then we're going to worship the Lord.
我们来敬拜神。